butcher once told someone, had you been on good terms with me, because the butcher and this person didn't like each other, he said, I would have given you for meat from a fattened ox that I shechted yesterday. The person said, I actually had from the very best parts of that animal. The butcher asked, where'd you get it from? The person said, there was a guy who bought it from you and he sold it to me. The butcher said, I shechted two fattened oxen yesterday, and the one I sold to the guy was a treifa. Rebbe said, just because this shoita didn't make an announcement like he should have when he's selling a treifa, we don't have to say that it's also to buy meat now from a guy when the majority of butchers are yidden. Rebbe follows the sheet of elsewhere where he says that if a meat market is supplied by Jewish butchers, the meat that's found in the possession of a guy is mutter. Others say the Rebbe's reaction to the incident was, we will not make all the meat of a guy also just because this butcher did something to try and cause aggravation to this other person. We don't believe him that he actually sold a treifa into the market. Rebbe said in the Braisa that if a meat market is supplied by Jewish butchers, the meat that's found in the possession of a guy is mutter. And for more, this case is different because it's now a chazaka of Isser. Rav said meat that was not constantly seen, Basar Shalom and Ayin, is usher to eat. The Braisa quoted above said that Rebbe said if a meat market is supplied by Jewish butchers, the meat that's found in the possession of a guy is mutter. Now, this meat was certainly not on the Jewish side in supervision the entire time, and yet it's mutter. Rebbe said when a guy was watching over it, there's no problem. The problem is when no one's watching it. This leads to the concern that an animal or a bird switched it out for not kosher meat. The Braisa says that when there are a majority of kosher butcher shops and a minority of non-kosher butcher shops, and someone finds a piece of meat in front of them, you can assume that it's from the majority of kosher butcher shops and it's mutter. According to Rav, it should be also, and tomorrow over here, also we're talking about where there was a guy who was holding on to it. In fact, my Mishnah says, if someone found raw meat in a city that is made of Yidden and Goyim, we follow the majority of the butcher shops to determine if it's mutter. If one finds cooked meat, we follow the majority of the people in the city. Now, according to Rav Shabi Yasser, now you can't say that the guy is holding on to the meat, because if the meat is cooked, we should say that it follows the person who is holding it. If it's a guy, the cooked meat should be Yasser. And if tomorrow the case is that a Yid is standing far away and sees the meat fall from someone, but he can't make out who the person is, therefore it was under constant sight. In fact, Mishra says, if meat was found outside of Shulayim, if it was cut up into limbs, it's an avela. If it was sliced, mutter. Now, according to Rav Shabi Yasser, and you can't say that someone was standing far away and sees the meat fall from someone, because then why in the case of limbs is it also? And for tomorrow, we find that Rav actually says that the sliced meat is tar from being in the vela, but it's actually also to eat. It's lev, you says mutter. So, this ruling of Rav was not stated explicitly, rather was gleaned from an incident. A person was once cleaning an animal head in the river, and the head slipped out of his hand. He used a basket to fetch it, and fetched up two animal heads in the basket. Rav said, we have to be concerned that they're also, because ravens may have brought this head from somewhere else, and therefore everything that we find is going to be also. We see that Rav held that meat that goes out of sight is also. The reason it's not as good as if he said so explicitly is that the incident took place in a port of Goyim, and maybe that was the reason that Rav said over there we have to be concerned, Dafka over there. In fact, how did Rav ever eat meat? Or say he only ate meat that he saw when he saw the meat from the moment of the Shechita. Second teretz, he ate meat as long as it was tied and sealed. Third teretz, he ate it when it had a simen, like Rabbi Arafuna would cut his meat into triangles. So, Rav once visited his son-in-law. On his way, the ferry was right there when he needed it to cross over the river. He said, oh, that's a sign, there's going to be a party by my son-in-law. When he got there, he saw through the door that the meat was being prepared. When he knocked, everyone came outside to greet him, including the butchers. Rav did not take his eyes off the meat the entire time and told the butchers, if I would have relied on you, you would have given my grandchildren also meat to eat. Rav himself, though, did not eat from the meat. Why didn't he eat from the meat? It was never out of sight. It also can't be a self-punishment for having relied on the fact that the ferry was there as a good sign, because we find doing so is not usur. And for the most, because it was not a Suda's mitzvah, and Rav would not partake of a meal that was not a Suda's mitzvah. Rav would take signs from the ferry, Shmuel would take signs from Sfarin, Rabbi Yechon would take signs from Sukkim, told in by children. Rabbi Yechon would correspond with Rav and Bavel, he would write to our Rebbe and Bavel. When Rav died and Shmuel took over, Rabbi Yechon would correspond to him by writing to our colleague and Bavel. Shmuel wanted to prove that he's worthy of being treated as a Rebbe as well. He first sent a calendar of 60 years. Rabbi Yechon was unimpressed. He then sent to Rabbi Yechon 13 camel loads of Suffolk treifas. Rabbi Yechon said, wow, he's so great, Shmuel, I must go see him. Before going, he asked the child to state a pasuk. The child read the pasuk, Ushmuel Meis. Rabbi Yechon said, this is a sign that Shmuel has died. The Gemara says that Shmuel, in fact, had actually not died, but Hashem sent that pasuk to Rabbi Yechon so as to save him the effort of traveling to go meet Shmuel. Abrai says, if the building of a house, the birth of a child, or marrying a woman brings one good mazel, it may be taken as a sign that the good mazel will continue. Rabbi Lazar said, this is only if a chazaka established by this good mazel having been shown three times. Zakhnu Reviter, Huni asked Rav, what if meat was on a string? Is he still concerned that it was out of sight? Rav said that would definitely act as a simon, there would be no need for concern. Others say that this ruling was simply made by Rav Huni in the name of Rav. Zakhnu Reviter, Rav Nachman of Narado was visiting Rav Kahana of Pumnahara on Erev Yom Kippur. Ravens came and began dropping livers and kidneys. Rav Kahana said, you may take them and eat them because on Erev Yom Kippur, mutter meat is more common than osir meat. Rechiah bar Avin lost a piece of meat and found it. Rav Huna allowed him to eat it based on his recognizing it, even though it didn't have a simon. Rav Nachman allowed the same for Rav Chanina Chayzor. Rav Chista allowed Tcheles based on Rav Nosson bar Abayas recognizing Tcheles that he had first lost and then found. Rava said, initially, I would say that a simon is better than just recognition, as we see that a lost item is returned based on a simon, but not based on recognition. However, after hearing these rulings, I now say recognition is actually better than a simon, and we have to say this because a blind person is only mutter to his wife, and in the dark, people are only mutter to their wives based on recognition of voices. In other cases, too, recognition can be relied upon. Rav Yisrael, the son of Rashashi, said we can prove this from the fact that if two witnesses come and say that someone with certain simonim murdered, we would not put the person to death. However, if the witnesses come and say we recognize this person as having murdered, we would put the person to death. Rashi said we can prove that recognition is better because you would rather send a messenger to call someone that he recognizes rather than a messenger to call someone that he can only find based on the simonim of that person.